is. A rainbow of colors flashed by. Peter's children's behind as his program returned. And I wondered just when he would fly.
Woof, 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 woof. Four times I've woofed today, Andrew Gunner. Why do you think that is?
Because we've got a new person and that makes four.
We've got a new person. I don't know what liberties you're pulling and the strings that you seem to be yanking up there on the trading floor, but somehow you've brought down another man.
Our kennel's expanding.
Our kennel is bloody stuffed full at the moment, mate. We can't get any more in there. I'm Paddy Garshagan, your host of Non-Chasers, episode 57, I think we are. Gunner's on the microphone. Kenny's here. Kenny, hello. How are you?
What's happening?
The great Irish Hawk from last week.
Came from Scotland.
But the man, of course, we're talking about goes by a very, very good name. His name is Paddy. Welcome, Paddy, to the Non-Chasers. How are you, mate?
Not too bad, man. Thanks. Nice to be here.
All the way from Ireland. I'm in a little That's double it. Dose. Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from the south of Ireland, Limerick.
Stab Limerick. City.
Limerick, oh. quite close.
Northern Mandates.
I see what you've done, Paddy.
There's a reason why I'm standing in between them.
Yeah. You've brought a Northern Irishman and a Southern Irishman. A Southern Irishman together in the one podcast, and where sparks could fly. This could get interesting. No, very good to have you here, mate. Thank you. It's exciting. Are you excited to be on and talk some turkey and see how we go?
Why not?
Did you know?
Throw up a few bad tips.
Did you know Rhino back in home? Or
yeah.
What was your journey to these delightful shores?
Just for the listeners out there, Ireland's not so small that everybody knows everyone. Like, they know Ryan because they all work together.
Well, that's what I was going at.
It's not like they're all, you enough know, from there's you, one, mate. There's one town.
We're listening to Paddy. It's the Paddy show, evidently. Paddy, tell us.
Basically, all bad punters from Ireland congregated, and we send one another out one at a time. And I think we're getting slowly but surely better, so we can hopefully back up that fact.
Very nice. And how long have you been in Australia for?
I've been here now for close to 3 months, so
very nice.
Enjoying it.
You and Kenny living together at the moment, or what's going on?
We're
housemates, yeah.
Very good.
It's cheaper to rent together.
We need to back a few winners first.
I didn't add to one of the Rhino stories last week. So
while we're on the theme of just all things Irish, far away.
So Rhino, yourself and myself went down to Cranbourne earlier in the year.
Yep.
And I dropped Rhino off last, and it's sort of at the top of Lennox Street. And anyway, when Kenny shifted over, I said, where have you found somewhere to rent? And he told me where it was in Richmond. I said, it's not at the top of Lennox Street, is it? And he said, yeah, that sounds familiar, actually.
It just seems like a little housemate swap, mate.
So I said, Rhino lived pretty close to there. So anyway, you got in touch with Rhino and?
Yeah, I gave him a text and I told him the address and he just texts back, fuck off, mate.
What, so you had the same house by complete coincidence?
The apartment above, literally above.
Oh, I thought you were going to tee it up like it was the same house.
Come on, mate.
A different house? Well, I live in a different house to Rhino as well, mate.
Yeah, but they travel 24 hours by plane and they end up one level apart in the same building. I just find that extraordinary. Jeez.
Now, Paddy, that is not how to tell a story on the Non-Chasers.
Boys. Oh, you tell a better one, you big flog.
plenty on it. All right. Now, we've got a lot of racing to cover. We put that in the middle segment, as we said last week. We just talk a bit of dross off the top and then smack the tips in the middle. So if that's all you're here for, then that's all you need to go for. Then we've got a quiz. Now, two Irish fellas on here. I've tailored the questions that maybe the Irish folk amongst us might know a thing or two about what's coming up in the Schmackos quiz later.
I will warn you that he did make a Irish quiz for Rhino and I still beat him, so
Cat Dog as well comes back and I have found a cracker. Does it beat the benchmark 71 which we're currently at? I don't know, but
I'm tipping it does if you've added it.
Well, we'll see, mate.
It's not from Ipswich, is it? Because you need to leave poor Ipswich alone.
Ipswich
Not that anybody would ever go there, but if you did, you'd be rolled out of town.
I'm going back to the well that is Ipswich, potentially. Hey, you said you were going to get our man Peter O'Neill on the phone last week. What's happened?
Yeah, well, it's not the Nationals this week, mate. So what were we getting on to preview a few provincial grade fives at Mandurah?
Well, it would have been nice, wouldn't it? Would have been nice. Hey, mate, you know the drill. Everyone who's
Pete
listening.
Pete only covers group ones, mate.
Okay.
Group
everyone one, knows Pete. The drill. Get involved on the socials. Your opportunity to race the Greyhound at the end of the year. $2,000. Two bags of sand, as they call it over in your country, boys. If you can beat a dog. Do you reckon you boys can beat a dog? You run 200. The dog runs 525. How do you reckon you'd go, Paddy?
If he runs what, sorry?
The dog runs 525.
Yeah.
And you ran 200 metres. Do you reckon you could beat the Greyhound?
Yeah, not a hope.
Not a hope?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you're really just instilling a lot of
you just see confidence the into the listeners. If you're eyeing the ground up during the race, you would just be annihilated because you just see him coming so fast at you.
Yeah, we don't.
What if we split the 200 relay style? Do you reckon you blokes could cover 100 at full tilt, hand the baton over? And
if you touch and go, yeah. I'd say the 15 seconds for 100 metres, is that would be an achievement, I reckon.
Jack will be hard and fast.
Nah, very good. Hey, show me the money last week. How'd we go?
You boys can, yeah.
Kenny, you came to the party. Now, Kenny, you little
Kenny
baptism
just thought,
of fire.
I'll just love with multis. This will be easy.
I'll roll in with a double legger, see if I can blow you boys out of the water first touch. How did it go?
So I put up four dogs last week. Show me the money, I put up two yep. seconds. I just wanted to throw it in there at the order to be one.
Well, but, you got to put the right dogs in the right segment, mate, and that's how you that's how you win. Gunner, how did you go?
Yes, mine held on for a place at decent odds. So yeah.
And what did
back
you
on the board?
What did you have?
The little girl in the staying race in Queensland, whose
but
name it, escapes me at the moment.
You had 50 each way.
Yes.
What did it pay? Placing.
Well, what's your little thing? You go to top flock, don't you?
Yeah.
I think it ended up about $384 the place. Okay.
Not bad.
I think I have to double check that.
Is you sort of extend your lead again at the top of the leaderboard. I went UDL, of course, down there at Angle Park. Seemed just a dead certainty me and ran a solid fifth. So great work there on the Show Me The Money front. All right, fellas, let's talk some races. Now, Gunner, you, my friend, would like to talk Healesville straight final on Sunday. We're going to jump to Sunday first. Now, being the astute trader that you are, the market is yet to be up on the app. So
it is up. It's in the futures, mate. I told you that. If you listened, you would have found it.
Well, you've thrown me under the bus. So take it away. Who wins it? I can't give you the field.
So this is the inaugural straight track championship. So we've got qualifiers that have come from Capella Bar in Queensland, Murray Bridge in South Australia, and obviously the great Healesville in Victoria.
Healesville. How would you say it, Paddy?
Healesville.
No, it's just Healesville.
It's just Healesville, yeah. Yep. There's no need to have...
No.
Yeah.
Ron, I thought it was Healesville, so we've just gone with that ever since.
Okay, fair enough.
One of the most listened to episodes of Non-Chasers, that one.
Was it?
Yeah.
How do you remember all these? There's 57 of them.
People got a sniff of how someone pronounced Healesville and they wanted more. That's all I'm
Did it
say.
Coincide with the tree being cut down and
well,
the camera fixed?
Well, I don't
fixed?
Know, but I have an update on that, by the way.
Okay.
Which I can give you if you want.
Anyway, well, this race kicks off at about 1:30 in the afternoon. So yep. As you're just rolling out of bed after a night of getting shit-faced and chasing chicks, I think you might see Peter Gallo saluting. I don't like making a habit of tipping dogs at prohibitive odds. This one is 2-1 on in the old, but it won very impressively last Sunday. Home track advantage, can't really go against it. We have had a bit of money for certification, so maybe it has come over and seen the track early and trialled pretty well. So maybe keep an eye on that if you want something at double figures.
Very nice.
Paddy reckons that the SA dogs coming over are bomb-proof. So,
yes, somebody was giving a good bit of an up on Twitter, so whether they're a good or bad opinion now, we'll have to
I'll give you the whole tip. That will be a very, 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 very good opinion if they are coming on Twitter. Sky Racing last week. Now I put the call out to get a little bit of assistance.
Oh,
from the
one thing I thought
listeners.
Of with KO
yep.
is given how far streaming services are behind.
Yeah,
I think you'd have a lot of issues if you got people betting on an 8-second delay.
It is shocking. Now, for those of you who might be listening to Non-Chasers for the first time, and Paddy, I had an issue last week where I've moved into a new house and there's a big tree blocking the satellite from Foxtel and my Sky Racing channel, so I can't watch Sky Racing. Anyway,
down to Bunnings to buy a chainsaw on Saturday.
Well, it's not just a small tree. This thing is probably one of your 700-year-old willow trees, which just needs to stay there for heritage reasons from 600 years ago sort of crap. Anyway, figured it out. I've got a smart TV. I've managed to go onto the TV, log into a website, you can stream through there, but I'm about 25
seconds delayed. Which is what I said last week.
It's
but
a
yeah.
bit grainy. It's not what I like, but that's the issue I'm having. 25 seconds behind trying to watch a race. I'm missing the jump 9 times out of 10. This is going to drive me absolutely bonkers.
Yep.
So anyone, if you know how to fix it, or if you've got a nice sharp chainsaw, there's a tree that needs to be chopped down in Paran, Victoria.
Can't just run an illegal cord from next door or something if they've got
we're right
up.
Next to the Mount Erica.
Oh, nice yeah. That's there, a good spot.
So I might just have to see if I can dip into their satellite subscription.
Yeah, I think so.
Good conversation to have. Anyway, we digress. We're good at that. We're talking races. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, Sandown, races 1-4.
Mm-hmm.
Come second or third, we're back to even offering third in there. The little safety net extends up to $50 back in bonus bets if your dog comes second or third.
Yes.
You can reload. They'll be in there probably within sort of 5-10 minutes and you can reload and go all again, can't you, Gunner?
You can.
It's a great way to punt.
And the same offer is also extending to Albion Park on Thursday night.
Delish.
Friday night, it's Geelong and Richmond.
Yep.
And Saturday night, Wentworth Park in the Meadows.
Look at that.
So don't need to be anywhere else except the sports bet shop.
Absolutely. You know, you take a man like you home to your parents who knows his sports bet promotions. It's quite beautiful.
I'm sorry, what? the way I'm going at the moment, I might take that offer.
Race one.
Jeez, the New South Wales farmers think they're getting it rough with the drought.
Race one, Sandown Park favourite is Avalanche. Aptly named. Philadelphia Pip, $3.90. Miss Bellawood, $6.50. Shanlin Haven, $7. Rock and Roll, $9.50. Vigorous, $17. Lily Potter, $31. And O'Sullivan, $46. Gunner?
I'm tipping the three here. I think the five is good odds as it might lead this race, but I'll stick with the three in this one.
Very nice. Race two, Security Code. $2.70 is your favourite. Webleck Eagle, $3.80. Miss Potential, $3.90. Cappy Morgan, there's our man, $7. Bunning Snag. Why would you call it Bunning Snag and not Bunning Snag?
I don't know. It might be some sort of copyright issue.
Tallulah Bale, $14. Cavitate, $23. Abstract Miss, $31. Gunner, who wins race two at Sandown tomorrow night?
Tough race here. I'm going to tip the three. I think old mate Cappy Morgan's definitely building towards a win, but he's being a little bit cat doggish at the moment. Ooh. So I'll stick with the three in this one.
Very good. Race three, teeing off at 6:45 tomorrow night. Number five, your favourite, Gwydion.
Gwydion.
Gwydion, $2.25. Steinbrenner, $3.50.
Yes, for Seinfeld fans.
Yeah, Keeper of Keys, $5. Mapunga Frankie, $11. Rocket Fernando, $12. Maximum Brew, $14. Lonnie Mack, $15. And Spokane Flick, $23. Gunner, who wins race three?
A really tough map for the five in this one, but I can't tip against it. It's in really good form. And if it's up in the lead early, it'll be kicking home here and winning.
Very nice. Okay, number four. Race four, sorry. Number six, Max Tractor out of the green. $2.60 favourite. Juniper Pearl, $4.20. Second fave. Dinah Romy, $6.50. For the Alliance, $6.50. All in Baz, $9.50. Major innings, $10 out of the three. And number seven, Zipping Clifford, $12. Race four, Andrew Gunner.
Really good map for the six here. I thought it would lead clearly, but at its quote, it's been a little bit costly, so I'm not overly confident just at the price, even though I think it'll win. So I'll stick with the dog in box one, Dinah Romy. I think it's probably better value.
Very nice. Well said, Gunner. Now, you may have noticed there, I just got all your stuff over and done with, because now it's time to shift attention to our new man. Paddy, you've got some at Angle Park for us, mate.
I do indeed.
You do? Look at this.
Yeah, we make a poor attempt at putting up a few winners, sure.
Well, mate, your man to your left, old favourite's Gunner over there. Oh, he didn't have a very good start either, so you don't have much debate. You want to run through some tips in race one, race six and race seven, is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Well, there you go. Race one, mate. Take it away. What do you like at Angle Park?
It's more what I don't like. I'm going to put up a dog to lay.
That is a safe, shrewd operating. It's smart. That's the way to do it.
It's a dog they're likely to clean.
His first ever tip is something he doesn't like.
Well, we can put up something in the race as well to keep everyone happy. The four dog in the race has won plenty of races and he's done some fancy clocks around Angle.
Old Fabwick.
The Fabwick. Yeah, he's 29.48, which would be a savage run at Angle. But he's been away from the track for a couple of weeks, and I'd fancy him to get beaten at short enough odds.
Well, who beats him?
The dog on his inside.
One of the other five.
Yeah, so I'm going to put up a dog that I've basically parted with plenty of my cash with over the first few weeks in Australia. But the fantastic Yankee surely does it. Surely leads
Paddy
at this
talks
time.
About this dog every single week.
Yeah. The so,
fantastic Yankee we've had Elizabeth Chegia.
Yeah, we've had him in the anti-boss to win the Sprint Nationals. Unfortunately, he decided to stay in the box last week. But drawn closer to rail this week.
Yeah,
It's a good dog in Fabwick. He'll need to do everything right to beat him, but why not? Fantastic Yankee wins.
Very well said. Now, race six, you said you had a little bit of mail as well. Yeah, Paddy,
so,
my man.
Yeah, so race six would be another high enough class event for the Angle Park card on a Thursday night. And the dog that I'm tipping up is Trap One, Victor Caleb. And drawn on the rail here, has been very unlucky on his last two runs, drawn out wide, and you'd see him very hard beat here in this race.
I like
and he's
that.
The nap.
That's a little bit more conviction, isn't it, Gunner?
Yes,
beautiful
it sure
stuff.
Is.
Race seven, Paddy.
Yeah, so race seven. Then
come
just,
home.
Yeah, once you've done your money on the other two.
He's up to something here. He's trying to push the price.
We'll give you
market manipulation. Mate, we've got integrity issues at Sportsbet if you keep this up.
We're going to give you a value bet in the next one.
Okay.
To get your money back and a bit more, hopefully. I'm going to go for the Blastoise dog in Trap 6 in Race 7. The one and the two will definitely head to market here. And I've sort of seen them coming together in the early yards, and 6 can steal a march on the outside.
Very good.
And send punters home.
Blastoise, just blast over the top of them and say, thank you very much. Good work, Paddy. I like it, mate.
No problem.
Kenny. The other Irish voice. If it's first time listening to Non-Chasers, this is history-breaking stuff. There's two Paddies, there's two Irish voices, and then there's one fairly ordinary tipster, Andrew Gunner.
Come on, Paddy, you've tipped a few winners, mate. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Cannington on Saturday night. Now, no, mate.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night?
Yep.
Struth.
Straight on there.
He hasn't told me that. He put the ass on
I just assumed it was Saturday as well.
Turn it around. All right. Well, Cannington today, bear with me. Let me just...
Well, he is tipping in the last race at Cannington, well, which will still be 24 hours
away. That does give
away.
Me a bit of time, but he's also got one in race three. Christ. All right. Lucky. 9:14 tonight. Who do you like?
I like Trap 3 here. I think he's a decent price. He's currently $4.40.
Molfetta bound.
It's a maiden race. It's just a couple of purr dogs in it. The five's the Rolo dog, and I think he's far too short at the price. So
what about the six, Rolo Manelli?
Yeah, that's the five.
The what?
The five. The
favourite.
No, the one that's the
no,
shortest.
No, it's not the
yeah,
five. It's the six, mate.
We also refer to the favourite in the race as the Jolly, which I'm
yes,
make Gunner yeah, aware of last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that before, the Jolly. I'm backing the Jolly in the sixth.
I've never backed the five.
Yeah. Anyway, have you ever backed the Jolly?
The five is the six.
Imagine if you walked around the members on race day and said, I'm getting on the Jolly. Get kicked out.
Sorry, I've stolen your thunder.
We're happy to lay the Jolly here and we can get on Trap 3 at $4.40.
I think we've got this week's segue for the promo for the podcast.
Absolutely.
Paddy.
Okay, race
Jollies,
five.
Favs.
That's right. Favs, Jollies. Race five. Now, I can tell you the Fav is It's All Right at $2.60. Sunset Milo, $4.50. Bushman's Swag at $5. You boys know what a Bushman's is?
Somebody who goes into the bush.
is it a whiskey?
No, it's in Australia, Bushman's when you... cover your nose and just
Bushman's hanky.
Yes, let loose.
We'd be
in the
innocent
bush.
To that sort of crack. No, yeah. Don't.
What's your tip? I'm going off the rails here. Just what do you got for me, Kenny?
So last week I put up It's a Riot. We're going to go for him again. There was a bit too much early pace from last week. He tried to cut inside. He's in the same box again, but I think he can just get to the rail this time. So
very nice.
It's a Riot.
It's a Riot. All right. Now your final tip comes in race 12.
Yeah, so
crikey, mate!
Tonight,
if you're still sitting up at 12:16, mind you, I probably will. Watching race 12 at Cannington tonight.
Yeah.
Kenny has a bet for you. Who is it?
So you're
the five is Uno Road.
you're sitting up late past midnight, you need a few quid, we're just going to lump on the five here, on the jolly.
Lump
this,
on.
This won't be beat.
Won't be beat, $1.80. Open $1.80 into $1.75, back out to $1.80.
I love it how Paddy's just checking over his notes just to make sure. Yeah, that looks all right.
Very good. So you're going on the five, the jolly, all of the above for the final race at Cannington on a
We're
Wednesday
on
night.
The trap one, the cherry, the five, and the jolly all in one group.
Got to admire it. Got to admire it. The Irish boys come over and they're really getting around some post-midnight racing in Perth. Sensational stuff. I think we've covered plenty of races there, Guy. Any final thoughts on...
Didn't break last week's record.
But didn't break last week's. Well, we didn't need to do 47 races today, and you know,
I like that.
The extra voices in.
We've covered a couple of different nights and different tracks, so
you know, we're Australia wide show now, mate. Yeah. We've got the boys in to talk some Adelaide racing and some Perth racing, and what do you know, we'll be getting some Darwin tips next week.
No, I'm wondering maybe we might get some, you know, Sunderland or Hove or get into the Newcastle bags
on the bags. Yeah,
I like it. I like it. All right, home straight now, boys. We'll wrap it up and get our little favourite segments of the week. Why don't we start with Show Me the Money?
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar.
Awesome. You are an idiot.
Kenny looks
stop winking.
Kenny looks at me and he has no idea.
Keep your hands in the table, please.
Boys, Show Me the Money is our weekly tipping competition. We keep tabs on it rather loosely throughout the year. Last week, obviously, I went UDL for no success. Garner had a little bit of success, as we mentioned at the top of the show. Kenny, we'll start with you, mate. Who's your tip of the week?
Yeah, I'm going to go with my first tip tonight, Molfetta Bound in race three, trap three, at nice. $4.40.
Very good. Garner?
Race five, number one for me tomorrow night. Jella Jet was sensational over the mid-distance last start, and I think the step-up will suit it again.
Very nice. Paddy, give us your best of the week, mate. Who do you like?
Yeah, my best bet of the week will come at Angle Park tomorrow night, race six, and it's trap one, Victor Caleb.
Victor Caleb. Very nice. I'm going to go with my man on the right here. It's a right. $100 full strength bet on It's a Right.
Did you not lose your bollocks on that last week, Kenny?
Yeah, and we just won it back this week. This is how it works. Like, it's that easy.
It's like flipping coins, is it?
As simple as that. As simple as that. All right. It's time for a bit of cat dog.
One fine day with a whoop and a purr, a baby was born and it caused a little stir. No blue buzzard, no three-eyed frog, just a feline canine, little cat dog. Cat dog. Cat dog.
These boys must look at us and think we're absolutely mental.
Did that cartoon make its way to Ireland? Cat dog?
The little
no.
That was an institution back home. That was a show literally about a half dog, half cat, and they were on opposite ends of each other's bodies and they went on all sorts of adventures. It really would have struck a chord with the Irish market, I reckon. You boys would have really liked it. Anyway, for the sake of the non-chasers, the cat dog segment is we are all about finding the dog who has won a race before, but is in, lack of a better term, just the biggest drought of all time in between wins. Now, our benchmark was set last week by a dog called Kinloch County, who had 71 races between wins. So that's pretty impressive.
That's a long time.
We put it out to our social audience, Paddy. If anyone knows any dog out there, do you know any off the top of your head that maybe
not
had...
Not quite between wins, but like a very famous dog in Ireland was the Late Late Show.
Yeah.
And he went on to win massive
late,
races.
Late Show.
He didn't win any of his first 30 plus races.
That's nice.
And I think he racked up well over 100,000.
That's impressive.
Prize money.
Yeah.
That's good.
What about Fantastic Yankee?
Yeah, Fantastic Yankee will probably fit into that category soon enough.
No, very nice. Well, I can say, boys, I've gone and done some homework. Now, last week we had Kinloch County, 71 in between wins. I have got my people to look through the records up at Ipswich, namely a trainer by the name of Reynold Attard.
Oh, not again, mate. Mate, we treated them nice. They came on the show, did us a solid. Now you've been sinking the boots in every time since.
I'm just merely pointing out that I found a dog which has had a lot of starts between wins.
Have they don't churn out a lot of winners by the sounds of it.
Now, this dog goes by the name of Who's Next Dave. Now, poor old Who's Next Dave raced 145 times.
Yep.
Had 7 wins. So I was thinking, Christ, I'm probably not going to be able to max 71 in between wins.
First 7 starts.
Lo and behold, I went through the records and I counted every single one. I had to count 3 times. Guess how many races in between wins I had for Who's Next Dave?
70.
Do you want to guess, Kenny?
I'm going to go for 91.
80.
71. It's exactly the same as Kinloch County.
Oh, we've got
so
a tie.
The benchmark is still 71. If anyone out there can find a dog that is has had 71 races between wins or retirement, this one retired after 71. Randall just had to put it out for one more race and we would have had a new leader. There you have it. Cat dog. Very good. All right. The quiz. Brought to you by Schmacko's Beef Strips. Do you boys get Schmacko's over in Ireland?
No.
It's not really.
No cat dog, no Schmacko's.
Some poor trade negotiation goes on between the Irish and
well,
the
it's amazing. Like,
Foster's beer is the only thing.
That's all the stuff that was warehoused from the 80s and they realised it didn't sell anymore, so they sent it over to the UK and there's Ireland.
Nothing, does that mean you got good beer now?
We do, mate. Good from I've our seen childhood you drinking plenty of
made it.
It
yeah, and I don't feel well today, so it's not good.
Yeah, so we drank plenty of it last night.
We're going to finish it with the Schmacko's Beef Stripped quiz. Now, this has been on the shelf for a little bit. It's been put out to the paddock and it's back. Cat dog a little bit too hard to play with 3 people. Now, can we all test our buzzers, please? Gunner.
Kenny.
Paddy.
Okay. Can we get one more test of your buzzer things?
Paddy.
Yeah. Little sing song.
Basically, this is how it's going to work. I'm going to read the question first. 2 answer with their buzzer gets first right to answer the question.
Is there a theme this week?
The theme is...
No clues, please.
No clues.
So we've just abandoned cricket?
That was the sort of
because that was a rousing success last week, wasn't it?
All right. First question in the Schmacko's Beef Strips quiz. Question 1. What colour rug does the Trap 6...
Gunner. Black.
Kenny.
Oh, no, it's orange, isn't it?
Kenny. White and black.
Correct. Finish
Paddy,
the question.
Paddy.
No,
he's
going to
say red.
It's white, black, and red, yeah.
Well, it is a red number. I'm both going to give you a point. You did. Gunner just wanted to jump the gun. As per, the finish of the question was in Ireland, and it's, of course, the stripes with the red number, which you would commonly see in the 2. Ireland wins. 1-1 to the Irish boys, 0 to Gunner. Question 2. True or false? Shelbourne Park is in Dublin.
Paddy. Gunner.
True.
Very correct. It is true. 2 to Paddy, 0 to Gunner, 1 to Kenny. Question 3.
I don't know. How do you get a point each for the first question?
Well, because they
either
answer,
you're right or you're wrong.
They answer it bloody well.
You got it wrong.
Hey, mate, do you just focus on getting back
so
into the game, all right?
Technically.
Do you just focus on getting back into the quiz? Question 3. How much prize money did Orson Allen win?
Paddy. 660K.
Oh. Are we having an NTP?
I said in the question within 5K, so that's actually not correct.
Gunner, I'll go 685.
No.
I wouldn't have had a clue, but I'll just go in between the lads here. Well, slightly
below. Well, he's obviously
Paddy's
close.
Signaling, go below, so I'll go 630.
630? Well, you're the closest. It was 620, 300. It was like a game of prices right here. Kenny, Paddy was going down. Going to give Kenny the point. It's 2 to Kenny, 0 to Gunner, and 2 to Paddy. By the way, Orson Allen, congratulations on a magnificent career to all involved. The poor fella is going to stud. Well,
oh, poor fella. Oh, yeah. Real poor fella. Yeah. Shitty late that. Although, I have to say, when we visited Kennel recently and we saw an ex-champion race dog there, and I just assumed that, you know, they meet up with all our suitors and away you go, natural. But it's saying like 80-85% of the... is insemination drawing the straws out. So, geez, the dogs are getting a rough deal there.
Poor Orson. All right, question 4.
Maybe that's not the case with Orson, but who knows?
Question 4. Give me the month and year that Orson Allen last came 8th.
Kenny.
Oh, Kenny. Buzzers weren't working, but he's got it.
No.
I'm just going to say February this year.
No.
Gunner. I'm going... It's Bendigo Cup Heat. Nah. I'm going to, well, yeah.
Well, give me, I didn't ask for a race.
I'll go May this year, but that's a reason.
Yeah, he finished sixth in that. There was only six runners, I think.
That's up, but I said eighth. Paddy.
May of last year.
No. It's a no, no answer. No one gets it.
Oh, on the weekend. His last run.
Did he come last?
No, he didn't. He finished fourth.
Didn't he? I thought he tried.
It was in Hobart in December 18. Was beaten by some dogs such as Leroy Rogue, Pico Can, and Disposito.
What was he doing out in Hobart?
I don't know. None of you get it.
They have a group one in December.
Kenny is on two. Paddy's on two. Gunner is on zero.
I'm on two. I don't think so, mate.
True or false? Last question for the chocolates. True or false? The all-you-can-eat drink deal at Sandown Park.
We all know this one.
I'm just going true.
Oh, it's correct, yes. It is the best deal you'll ever get on this planet. Very good. Final results. Kenny 2, Paddy 2, Gunner 1. Good to see a new winner here in the Sports Bet Schmackos Beef Strips quiz for the non-chasers. Boys, I think that's about it. We've talked for a little bit of gibberish. It's always a bit easier with four of us, so well done. Nice debut there, Paddy. How'd it feel?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, look forward to doing more of it.
Very good. Second up, Kenny.
Oh, yeah. Great day out. Great day for the kids.
Oh, I just love the way they speak. It's beautiful. Gunner, mate, you going to bring any of your so-called glory segments back next week, mate? Or?
No, I don't think there's been an opportunity to do so with new guests introduced the last couple of weeks, so we've had better things to focus on.
Very good. Very good. Well, I'm giving you a task. Let's try and get our man Pete.
Yeah, we'll get Pete on.
Pete O'Neill.
Yep.
The voice of the West. That's it. Like, listen, subscribe. You know where we are. Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Spotify. Sort of the same
podcast party
words buyer. Every time. Look out for Gunner's tweet. Yep. Get involved on the socials.
I'm tipping it'll feature the word jolly this week.
All of the above, and where we'll get this podcast out for your ears very shortly. So, yeah, boys. Gamble responsibly.
See you, Paddy. You eat a pie.